You are listening to Strawberry Spring, based on a short story by Stephen King.
WSKX, Hartigan in the morning.
Good morning. Rise and shine, new Sharonites. It's cold and foggy out there. Reminds me of my college days when we'd sit around and talk about Strawberry Spring. Well, here we are, the end of March, 1976, and we are knee-deep in it. In honor of the fog out there, here's a new...
I got it. Hello?
Henry, I'd like you to meet me at the station as soon as possible. Ann Braid just arrived, and I want to talk to the both of you about Spring Hill Jack.
What, Ann's in town?
Yes, I asked her to come. The two of you know this guy better than anyone. How soon can you be here?
How about 10?
Fine, see you then.
Wow. I can't believe he called Ann. He must be pretty desperate to rely on us. But I guess he can't afford a repeat of last time. None of us can. I haven't seen Ann since we graduated. Meeting at the police station seems like a good idea. I can be pretty sure Jack won't try anything there. And it's not like I have a choice. Hey, how you feeling?
Big and pregnant. Who's on the phone?
Chief Spencer.
And?
He asked me to come to the station.
What did he say?
I said yes. What do you think I'd say?
But your wife didn't want you involved.
I don't want to be involved, but it's not like I have a choice.
You never do.
There's something else you should know.
What?
He called Anne.
Bray?
Yes. She's in town. She's going to meet me there, too.
You know what? I don't even care.
One more thing. I need your car today. Mine won't start.
Perfect way to start the day. I'm going to go finish putting on my makeup. Just drop me off at the office.
I'm just going to get some papers out of my car. I'll be right back. Now that it's light out, it's easier to see the car. As much as I was expecting a bloody murder scene, it's not as bad as I thought. Maybe I should clean off the blood. But what if there's evidence? If Rachel finds out Springheel Jack was this close, she'll lose her mind. Fuck, she's right. He's already taken over my life. Where is it? Ah, there it is. I'll cover it for now with a moving blanket. I'd hate to know there was a fingerprint I messed up. As long as I leave the car here, I won't be driving the murder scene across town, and that will buy me some time to think. At least until I know what I'm dealing with.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go. The entire way to her office, Rachel hasn't said a word. I know she's angry. I stole a glance here and there when she wasn't looking. She's just staring straight ahead. I don't blame her. She doesn't have to be psychic to know going to the police station is only going to get me in deeper. We have so much history together, and Springheel Jack hangs over all of it like a shadow. At least I've learned you can't have a shadow without light. And Rachel provides that for me.
Yeah, you never learn from your mistakes.
That's not true.
It's fine. You never learn from me.
That might be true. Pulling up to the police station is strange. I haven't been here since the last go-around. Thank God I haven't had a reason. Something about the cops. Maybe it's the bad taste they left in my mouth in the 60s, but I'm not thrilled to hang out with them. The press is staked out in the little corner of the parking lot. I'm grateful they don't seem to notice me. I don't think they know my car, but if anyone was looking for it, it's a small bonus that I took Rachel's ride. Walking in, I quickly realize there are some places that have a certain smell. They're not the kind of smells you can even describe to someone, but when you smell them, you instantly remember where you were and how you felt the first time. The police station smelled acrid, like someone found something that had gone bad in the refrigerator and tried to cover it up with too much bleach. I think Rachel would chalk that up to emotional memory, which made me smirk. Maybe I did learn something from her after all. Not enough to stay away. Walking through the familiar hallways, the green and white checkered linoleum reminded me of Alice in Wonderland. It all made sense in some fucked up way. If Spring-Heeled Jack is the Red Queen, he isn't only shouting off with their heads, he's carrying out the orders himself. I passed a handful of officers on my way to Chief Spencer's office. I wasn't a welcome sight. I nodded their way and said hello. They didn't nod back. Standing outside Chief Spencer's office, I could see through the glass. Anne was already waiting inside. I was about to knock, but realized, damn it, I need a minute. I was swearing standing outside the door. I went from excitement to dread in a single second. I haven't seen Anne in years. To see her now, saying hello and smiling. The last time I saw her was when I told her I sold the book. She wasn't smiling then. Seeing her now, I'm hoping the old adage, it's right and time heals all wounds.
Come in.
Hi, Henry.
You look good. That was a lie. She looked great. She was beautiful. She had really come into her own and became a woman. She definitely wasn't the college girl I remember.
You look good, too. Marriage agrees with you.
I'd like to think so.
I hate to break this reunion up, but I called you both here for a reason. Sit. All right, look, I'm not going to dance around this. Spring-Heeled Jack is back. We have at least one confirmed victim, and as far as I'm concerned, you two have blood on your hands, especially you, Henry. You took money for writing your book. Blood money.
Look, we didn't ask for him to kill on our campus, but he did. All we do is report on it.
That's right. We were just doing our jobs, following the story.
You made Spring-Heeled Jack famous, a household name. You both meddled in the first investigation. Don't think I forgot. Cost my daughter her life. Against my better judgment, I'm asking for your help.
I tried to play dumb. I was sure Spring-Heeled Jack was back. Who else would have visited me last night? Do you have any suspects?
Take a look. Do you remember John Dancy?
The sophomore who found Gail Kerman?
Didn't you investigate him in 68?
Yeah, he was a person of interest. Almost everyone on that campus was investigated at one point or another. Here's his file.
I didn't know he went to Vietnam.
Yeah, after he dropped out of college, he was drafted.
Dishonorable discharge?
Turns out, he was hooked on drugs, bounced in and out of jail for some petty crimes, but also had a history of violence.
But Spring-Heeled Jack?
Why the hell not? While he did his tour, Spring-Heeled Jack didn't kill, but look at this. Dancy got discharged, now he's out, and Jack is back.
The timing seems about right.
It does, doesn't it? He knew Chelsea. They had classes together. I had New Sharon pull the 1968 class roster and schedule. Look.
Are we sure it's not a coincidence? How do we know if it's even Jack? Can't it just be a copycat?
Does this look like the work of a copycat?
I saw what he was holding, and it caught me off guard. I could feel my heart beating through my chest. I tried to swallow, but I couldn't muster any spit. It was a plastic bag with half a torn letter inside.
Look familiar?
My God.
That's when I knew. Even if I had any doubts, he was right. This was definitely the work of Spring-Heeled Jack.
I made a copy of the Spring-Heeled Jack file. I'd appreciate it if you both take a look.
We will, but this seems unorthodox.
Why not put detectives on this?
I can and I will. But this isn't just a case. It's personal. You knew Chelsea. These officers around here, they never got a chance to meet her.
God, I haven't been to the Grinder since I graduated. It's like a snapshot in time.
The place hasn't changed a bit.
Ugh, the food isn't as good as I remembered.
That hasn't changed a bit either. What has changed is you now know the food in Boston is better than New Sharon.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So how you been? I've been following your career. Some pretty impressive journalism there.
Thanks, I'm proud of the work I've done.
Married?
No. Came close a couple of times, but I never found the right person. I'm a career girl. I realized a long time ago I can't have it both ways. The story always comes first. It's hard to find someone that wants to wait up all hours of the night for you to make a deadline.
Right.
So are we going to make bullshit small talk all night? If we're going to do this, we need to clear the air.
What do you mean?
Henry, we were in it together. You and I, we were a team. And you know what? People who work together the way we did don't screw each other over.
You're right. I fucked up. I was young and blew it. You were one of my closest friends, and at the time, the book deal, it just seemed like my way out. And at the moment, that's all I could see, a way out. I just want to apologize. I know you were really upset that I wrote the book without telling you. It wasn't intentional. It became an obsession. When they didn't catch Spring-Heeled Jack, I felt like if I wrote the book, somehow...
Somehow it all makes sense?
Exactly.
But it didn't, did it?
No, the book was a hit, but it took a massive toll on my life. My relationships suffered. Rachel and I almost split. It left me with writer's block.
So that's why?
Yeah, that's why I went into teaching. New Sharon offered me a position, and I couldn't turn it down. Made a nice headline for the board. Prodigal son returns to his academic roots.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's good to give it back.
Well, I wish that's how I felt. I'm not giving back, I'm taking.
But you're going to be a father. That's amazing.
Yeah. It is, isn't it?
I'm happy for you. Everything's still good with Rachel?
Yeah. We eloped after the book came out. Her father still wasn't on board with her marrying a white guy. At the time, it seemed like the best idea. He eventually came around. Especially when I had a bestseller on the New York Times list.
What could possibly go wrong?
That's what I thought. So are we good?
I will have 2 Boilermakers. Just like old times.
I hate to change the subject.
But?
Can we talk about Chief Spencer? He seemed a little unhinged today.
I'm sure this is hard for him to handle. Don't you remember what it was like when she disappeared? It was pretty awful.
2 Boilermakers. Anything else?
Oh, we're good. Thanks.
I remember what happened at Chelsea like it was yesterday.
Hey, Henry, this just came for you.
Thanks. Where'd it come from?
No idea. It was sitting on the front steps when I walked in.
I was at my desk when I received my first care package. It wasn't an envelope. It was a brown cardboard shoebox. I picked it up and didn't realize at first the bottom was wet. But when I looked down, I saw the dark red drops of blood that dripped onto my pants. Shit. Anne! Get over here!
What is it?
The two of us looked at each other. We didn't know what to do at first.
Is that an envelope on top?
Yeah. It's not all here. It's been torn in half. It looks like I have the left side.
Half of the writing is missing. Can you make out what it says?
I'm not sure.
Open the box.
It's a hand. It was the left hand of a woman neatly chopped off at the wrist.
Oh my God. No. The ring, I know that ring!
Anne knew right away. On the middle finger was a peace sign ring. What we didn't know was across town at the police station, Captain Spencer got a matching box.
Captain, this just came for you.
Just put it on my desk. What the fuck is this? What is this? Is this a joke?
By the time he opened the letter, he found out what we already knew. Chelsea was dead. We had each received one hand. The letter was torn in half, but it wasn't hard to figure out the meaning. The left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing. In other words, we had no idea what was going on or what we were up against. Spring-Heeled Jack was just messing with us now. and he took out Chelsea in the process. He knew she was the one person that would upset us and anger the cops. Mission accomplished.
Why did he contact you, Henry?
I don't know. I have to assume he's been reading the paper.
I talked to Captain Spencer.
How is he?
Not good. I don't think it's set in yet, but he's more determined than ever to catch this son of a bitch. Now, we're going to do whatever we can to help. What do you two know so far?
We left Chelsea last night.
We had no idea.
I know that. No one blames you.
Are we sure it's...
It's her.
Did they find her? This is the first time we found out someone was, well, you know, before there was a body.
No, but New Sharon's finest are combing this campus like nobody's business. If her murder is like the others, her body is somewhere on the grounds.
Dean Edwards was right. It was only a matter of time. Because of the overnight snowfall, Chelsea's remains have been lightly dusted with a foot of shallow snow.
Over here. I think I found something.
Oh my God.
When I think of it now, how they found her, it's even more terrifying. Chelsea had been forced to make a snow angel. Her hands must have already been severed because the streaks of frozen blood left behind gave the top portion of her body a pair of bloody wings.
We have a situation. We need backup. We're near the Tet Fraternity House by the 6th Street entrance. Come quick.
As usual, the MO stayed the same. She had been decapitated, but this time it was different. Spring-heeled Jack drew a bloody halo where her head should have been. It was sadistic, but now it was symbolic in some twisted sort of imagery. We didn't know if it was Jack's way of saying Chelsea went to heaven or if he was just getting sicker. One thing we did know, he was getting more violent.
It's cold out. Can we go inside? Henry.
Sorry, I was just thinking.
About?
A snow angel? He saw us, Rachel. He was watching. Can you imagine how Captain Spencer is feeling right now?
Do you think it's safe to even be out here? He could be watching us right now.
Come on, let's go inside.
For what it's worth, I hope Captain Spencer takes some time off. I feel awful for him. I really like Chelsea.
I know. I did too. Dean Edwards said he wasn't going to, but he was more determined than ever to find Jack.
I don't think that sounds very healthy.
I don't disagree, but he's lost his daughter. Who are we to tell him not to find her killer? I know you're the psych major, but it might be the only way he's gonna get past this. I hope he finds the guy.
I'm exhausted.
Me too. Today was almost too much to take. Let's get some sleep.
I have early classes in the morning.
Okay. If you can, try not to wake me. I pretended to go to sleep. Rachel and I hadn't been getting along around this time. Things were tense. But one thing we could agree on was the only way Captain Spencer was going to get past this or get any closure was to find Spring-Heeled Jack. It was probably his only hope. What we didn't know then and what I was about to find out is that he was going to get a second chance and God help anyone that stood in his way. That included John Dancy, the sophomore who found Gail Kerman's body. It turns out he knew Gail, Charlotte, and even Chelsea. It was a small school, so there were a lot of people that knew all three. The only difference was he found the first body. He was now what they call a person of interest, and Captain Spencer had a take-no-prisoners approach to pinning this on him, no matter what the collateral damage.
Good morning, New Sharonites. Not much good about today. You might have heard, another student was murdered 24 hours ago. I have to ask you, what kind of a world do we live in when leaders are assassinated, Students are murdered and killers roam free, huh? Henry, I'm talking to you.
What?
Police are on campus today. They're looking for anyone they can, so be careful out there. They have their batons, and they are just itching for a reason to bash someone's head in. So here's one from...
What the fuck? I know I was up all night, but was I delirious? Rachel told me once that for every 24 hours you were sleep-deprived, you lose some cognitive ability. Is that what's happening? The cold shower always wakes me up. Rachel's place was so old, it didn't matter if I wanted a hot shower. When it snowed out, I didn't have any options. I stood there in the shower thinking. The icy water running over my body, for some reason, it didn't bother me. It was like watching someone else take a freezing cold shower. Like an out-of-body experience. I didn't have any new answers, and I didn't know why I thought anyone would come to me. I toweled off and spent the rest of the day at my place. Chelsea's death hit me a little harder than I thought. I can't remember how many beers I had that day. I guess it was like I was holding my own memorial service for Chelsea. I was 22 years old. When you're 22, you're not supposed to be figuring out how to mourn. There was a campus-wide search for Chelsea's body. It disrupted everything. Dean Edwards wanted to close the campus, but now Captain Spencer insisted classes continue. He was worried he might lose the trail of the killer if everyone dispersed. Hello?
Henry, they found her.
What? Where?
He placed her head on the ground in front of Dean Edwards' office. Once the snow thawed, he actually saw it from his window. There was one more note.
What'd it say?
It said everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die.
Jesus, that's fucking creepy.
Yeah. Her eyes were frozen open, just staring straight at him. That's not all. The police picked up John Dancy, and from what I heard, they roughed him up a bit.
God help him if he did it.
So I know this isn't under the best of circumstances, but it's nice to see you.
Yeah, it's been way too long. For what it's worth, I'd like to apologize for what I did with the book.
Forget it. Lord knows I've tried.
Yeah, I can't. I feel bad about how the whole thing went down.
Look, you wrote most of the stories.
I know, but you assigned them. When the publisher reached out, I should have said something.
Maybe, but that was then and this is now. And to be honest, I'm happy with my career. Plus, one apology every 8 years is enough for me. Who knows, had I been a part of that craziness back then, I might have gotten stuck here too. I'm sorry, Henry, I didn't mean it that way.
No, you're right. I am stuck. I haven't written anything since then. I lost my publishing deal, and before I knew it, I got myself tied up teaching students at New Sharon how to write instead of doing it myself. What's that saying?
Which one?
Those that can't do, teach.
You're being too hard on yourself. You wrote a good book. It's sold. Not everyone can say that.
Wait a minute. I got an idea. Springheel Jack has presented us with a new opportunity.
Meaning?
You and I will write the follow-up.
Oh, Henry, I don't know. I'm just here as a courtesy.
And you can't tell me a part of you didn't hate me for getting published.
Okay, a small part of me hated you.
I knew it. You're so full of shit. Let me make it right. We're already part of the investigation. Here. We already have something to go on.
What is this? Jesus, Henry, this is fucking serious. Why didn't you show this to Chief Spencer?
He reached out to me. It's a lead.
No, it's evidence.
It's only evidence if it's real.
It looks pretty real to me. There's a dead girl.
Then let's prove it.
How?
I'll make you a deal. They haven't found the missing girl's head yet. We know the first time Jack sent a letter, he tore it in half and buried Chelsea's head in front of Dean Edwards' office. If you come with me right now, I'll turn the letter over to the police. Why don't we have one more drink and go down to campus and see if we can't dig up some evidence?
I'm not drunk enough for that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I can't do that.
Yes, you can.
Thank you. I can barely see out here.
Just watch your step.
So you're gonna be a dad?
That's what they tell me.
Are you excited?
I think so. I'm just hoping I don't screw the kid up.
I'm sure you won't.
Having a kid, it's a lot of responsibility. So much of life is out of your control.
How do you mean?
Well, look at us right now. Someone's daughter was murdered, and we're looking in the same place someone else's daughter was murdered 8 years ago. Some things are left to fate.
Oh, that.
And are we bad people?
Are you sure we're in the right place? Is that Dean Edwards' office?
I think so. It's hard to tell with the fog and the lights off.
Ah, shit!
Are you okay?
Yeah, I tripped over something.
Can you feel anything?
Just shine the flashlight over here. Shit, not in my eyes, on the ground.
No, sorry, where?
Right about...
Oh, no. I sobered up quick. It didn't take long for us to find her. The top of her head jutting up just above the ground. Her eyes wide open. When the light hit them, I prayed her pupils would dilate and she'd crawl up out of the snow.
We have to call the police. It's him. No question about it.
Springheel Jack was definitely back, and now I know he's been watching me. In fact, in the 8 years since this started, I'm worried he may have never stopped.
Strawberry Spring is a production of Audio Up Media and iHeartRadio, based on a short story by Stephen King. Executive produced by Lee Metzger, Jared Gutstadt, and Philip Alberstadt. Written and directed by Lee Metzger. Starring Garrett Hedlund, Milo Ventimiglia, Horizon Guardiola, Sydney Sweeney, Ken Marino, Al Madrigal, and Breck Bassinger. Audio Up in-house production by Jordana Glick-Franzheim and Laura Ramadeh. Edited by Carrie Caulfield Eric and Jeremiah Zimmerman. Sound design and mix by Jeremiah Zimmerman. Score by Jeff Peters. Songs and music by Jared Gutstadt and Jesse Siebenberg. Strawberry Spring is published in Stephen King's short story collection Night Shift. Available in paperback and ebook from Anchor Books and as an audiobook from Penguin Random House Audio. For the full list of production credits, please visit audioup.com. You can find more podcasts from iHeartRadio on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.